Hello, my friend. Hello, hello. It is actually Saturday. I think I've started recording these more on Saturdays because it leaves me a bit more relaxation on Sunday mornings. And I hope that's okay with you, because it seems to be what's been wanting to happen. So I was just walking home from a Zumba class, which newly started up again at with our Parks and Rec here in San Francisco. And I was thinking a lot, because I had a conversation with the dance teacher afterward about how important it was to be listening to music, to be dancing, even though we were socially distanced and we all had on our masks, yet still to be with people and to feel like ourselves. And both like ourselves, and we were all saying also to have this feeling of a new start, a fresh start. And as I was walking home, I was thinking about you and just how lucky, grateful, and appreciative I am to have a community of people who are interested in, you know, in looking at how we are in the world. How do we love? How do we express our appreciation? How do we take care of ourselves? How do we dream? How do we grow? How do we find those single moments of celebration, the pinpricks of light? How do we love better and appreciate the people in our lives so that they know it? I just was feeling this immense gratitude, and that's what spurred me on to record to you. The interesting thing is, I went to try and make a recording on my phone, which is usually how I do it, and for some reason my phone has been having a lot of troubles, and today one of its troubles was it didn't want to open up the voice memo app at all. And so I went back to listening to some recordings here on my little mini MP3 recorder, and then I was like, I can make a recording there. And it seemed like such a lovely metaphor for what's going on, right? And right here we are, it's 2022. We're all, or many of us, in many different kinds of places around the pandemic and what it means to us, and depending on where you live, what is open or not open, what you feel comfortable doing. But I think it's safe to say that across the board, we're sort of all in the same boat together of, well, what I used to have is no longer the same, or it's not working, or it's I keep pressing that button and nothing happens, and so what do I do? And it just seemed like such a lovely metaphor to me that, in this case, very simply, life was like, hey, you have this over here, you could do that. And so I guess that's what wants to be the theme today, is really this sense of what is possible with what we have. And I'm sorry, I'm first of all, I realize I'm a little bit shouting at you. I'm walking down Mission Street in San Francisco, if any of you know San Francisco. So my dance class is in the edge of Noe Valley. I live near Glen Park, which is about a mile and a half. And so I'm walking, and it's a very busy street. Mission is one of the main streets in the city. Too, right? Like here we are. So it's not my ideal, right? My ideal is I'm in my nice quiet studio. I'm playing music for you. I'm able to make a clean, clear recording. But what actually is true is that I'm walking down a noisy street. I have a lesser, this is like a, I don't know, 10 or 15 year old recorder. I'm sure the sound isn't as good. But you know what? That's okay. And I think this is what I am inviting you to look at right now, which is what's possible for you. You know, so what's possible in your relationships, even if it's not ideal? Like, even if you can't do the things that you're used to doing with people. Or even if you can't go to the places that you love to go. Maybe you're not traveling, but look into what is possible. I mean, I think this is what is going to sustain us as we continue, you know, in this time of uncertainty. Okay, I'm back. I did have to pause because it got super loud, and I'm not quite sure you were even able to hear me. So anyway, what I want you to think about, you know, not just in terms of relationships, but all the areas of your life, just to ask yourself that question. So what is possible? And to not let the old squawky poly mind jump in right away, which it's going to try to do with, oh, it's not worth it, nothing's the same. You know, it's already the second week of January and I'm just not feeling energized. Whatever it's telling you is not true. The one thing that I know for sure, and I do know this for sure because it's what saved my life, which is that we really do get the chance to live in moments. Our lives happen in moments. It's only our monkey minds, our squawky poly minds, that try to get us to think that whatever happened in the moment before is somehow going to determine, you know, what we choose now. And I want you to know that it's like you can right now. Okay, for instance, did you happen to read the email I sent out on Friday called Super Supper? That was an example of, you know, really truly what we're talking about what's possible in the moment. My son was home and I had an idea to make a dinner that he really liked. Just, you know, that was the first idea. And from there, it's really became one thing after another, one moment after another of tiny little, non-expensive, not time-consuming, but celebratory ideas. And I think that that's a really good example of what is possible for our lives, like right now. Let's say it's Sunday. Let's say it's Sunday morning and you're listening to this and you really want to connect with a good friend of yours. Maybe you haven't talked to that person in a while. And maybe you're feeling sad that you live far apart or you can't see this person. And instead, in this moment, what you think is, okay, what is possible? And you know what I'm going to say, because you've heard me say it a million times, but as my mentor Brendan Burchard says, common sense is not always common practice. Do it, right? So can you find a photo from your childhood or find a song from your childhood that you shared with this good friend of yours? Or, you know, if you didn't know them since childhood, whatever. You know, can you find a memory even and reach out in the most simple way to say, hey, I'm just thinking of you. And you know what popped into my mind is that time we da 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 da. It just made me smile from ear to ear today. I miss you. I love you. And you're here with me in my heart. I was going to say payoff. I guess that it sounds like a weird word to use, but it is true. The payoff of doing something like that is that in that very moment, you are creating something that is A, possible, and B, really uplifting, not just for you, but for your friend. And this is really, as you all know, this is what Simply Celebrate is to me. And it's why it's, I feel, so important as a mission in the world, you know, to really celebrate ourselves, to celebrate our lives, to celebrate the people we love. And not that it has to be, you know, typically when we hear the word celebration, we, you know, we're sort of trained in our culture to think of something like a huge party with wine glasses and table linens and flowers and hoopla, but that's not what it really is about. To me, it's about day to day, moment to moment. And that idea, that question of what's possible is a really big one. Okay, so I actually made it back to my home in that little bit of time that I was talking to you, and I had to turn it off for a minute, but I'm back. And what dropped in for me when I was in that moment in between, that beautiful pause, which, oh my goodness, pauses are such a gift to us. What came to my mind is that because you're here with me, because, you know, whether you've been, you know, hanging around for a really long time or a short time, something brought you here. And I really firmly believe that that makes you an ambassador of this world of celebration, that it makes you someone who, even when the people around you might be having a really hard time or not able to feel joy, that you might be the spark. And believe me, I know enough of you, and I've got a million faces are popping into my mind right now. I know enough of you to know that that's exactly what you do. And so I want to say thank you for that, because you know what? The world needs this right now, right? The world needs you exactly as you are, with your own, you know, wonderful, unique ways of being, whatever wonderful, unique ideas drop in for you, how to connect, how to love, how to reach out, how to bring that tiny pinprick of light right now in this next moment. We need you so much right now. And I just don't want you to ever forget that, you know, the ripples. This just happened to me, actually. When I was walking home, I passed someone on the street who I was talking to you, but we just exchanged huge smiles and waves, you know? And simple thing, right? Not a big deal, but a big deal, because I am still thinking, I see her face right now. I see her energy, or I feel her energy. That will feed me. That will nourish me. That one pinprick of light. Or like I was telling Jacqueline, who led the Zumba class today, I said, you know, you will never know what a ripple effect from your willingness to show up and to be masked and to, you know, have all of all kinds of like vaccine boost checks, all this stuff. And I said, you know, that you went through all of that in order to be with us and bring us this energy and joy. And I said, you know, yes, you're helping us, you know, by bringing us healthy physical dance, but you're also just adding so much sparkle and uplift to our days. So I guess back to what I started with, which is, what is possible? So from wherever you are, you know, maybe you're having a really hard time yourself right now. Okay, what is possible to bring you a tiny bit of uplift? You know, what pinprick of light for yourself? Maybe you have a little energy, maybe not a lot, but maybe you have a little energy and you can think, well, you know what? I'm going to just reach out to my friend I haven't talked to, like Sherry says. Or maybe you've got a lot of energy, right? Like maybe you're feeling really good and healthy, and maybe you're the one who's going to sit down for an hour today and write out a bunch of greeting cards and put some like fun painting on them or stickers or color, so that when people receive them, they're so uplifted by your energy. Wherever you are, what's possible? And how can you bring your own unique brand of you-ness and your own unique brand of love and appreciation today, whether it's to yourself, to one other person, or to more people? Simple like that, but simple and intentional. We're in a whole new year, and we can be the ones to really choose to change the tone, right? To change the
the feeling out in the world of discouragement and disappointment to what's possible. That's what we can do. And I'm so grateful and so glad that you are here with me. Because you know what? You lift me up. Love you. Bye-bye.